Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, right on the southwest side of Columbus. I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Good Friday to you. And we look forward to this coming Sunday for sure. It's one of the highlights of our year. It's old-fashioned Sunday. We are, without apology, an old-fashioned, independent, fundamental, Bible-believing Baptist church. And once a year, we dress the part. And so we will dress in the old-fashioned duds tomorrow. We'll sing Give Me the Old-Time Religion. We'll have kerosene lamps in the auditorium. We have old-time quilts and other decorations, and it'll be a great, great Sunday. And so come on out and join us. 9:30 for Bible classes and Sunday school, 10:30 morning service, 5:30 evening service, and we're having dinner on the grounds after the service on Sunday morning. So we sure hope you'll come and be our guest for old-fashioned Sunday. Now, along those lines, I want to talk to you from Joshua chapter 24 today. Joshua chapter 24. Just one verse here. They're ready to go into the promised land. Well, Joshua has divided up the promised land at this point, and he's about ready to go. This kind of his farewell speech before the Lord takes him home. And he says this in verse 15 of Joshua 24. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve. Whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the flood are the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Wow. You know, there's we have that sign in our home. Many of you may as well. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And that's Joshua is reminding us that as a nation, the church and the family are under attack. And so we're going to require a decision that if we are going to be Christian and our children are going to be Christian and we're going to be followers of Jesus Christ, then we don't take things for granted. We have to make some choices. A number of statistical studies suggest that if neither parent was involved in worshiping God, there was a 5% likelihood that children would do so. When a mother was involved in worship, there was a 30% likelihood her children would be involved. But when the father alone was involved in worship, there was a 50% chance. But when both father and mother were involved in worship and serving Jesus Christ, there's an 85% likelihood their children would also. There was a famous painting by Norman Rockwell that appeared on the cover of the Saturday Evening Post in 1959. It showed a suburban family going off to church led by the oldest sister, followed by mom, who is followed by the younger sister. All three women are dressed for church. Following them is a young boy who seemed to be somewhat reluctant. Why the problem? Because at the center of the painting is dear old dad, slumped in a chair, in his pajamas, reading the paper with a cigarette in his hand. And as the little boy walks by, he casts a longing look at his father. In other words, he's going to church, but clearly he'd rather stay home with dad. Oh, men, you better learn. Your action speaks louder than your words. Someone said, the first generation of converts to Christianity is committed. The second generation conforms, and the third generation becomes complacent. Ever felt that you just can't do it? Ever felt that, well, the task is just so big and we're so small, we're not really going to make a difference? Oh, no. Listen, what's the problem? Well, Joshua has the answer. Choose you this day whom you will serve. You see, it's a matter of the choices we make. This is a motto not only for a church, not only for a family, but individually, that I will serve the Lord. See, here's a choice. The choice. Who are we serving? Is it ourselves? Is it someone else? Is it God? Have we been faithful in His service? The Israelites have arrived at Shechem. Shechem was the place where God met with Abraham and ratified his covenant with him. It was a place of vision and a place of blessing. Not the kind of blessing or dream we do for ourselves, but the kind which beckons us to walk in a certain God-ordained path. You see, that's where God had called the fathers out of Egypt through miraculous signs and wonders, but the fathers rebelled against God. And a consequence, they never went into the promised land. They all died in the desert. Boy, that history is certainly not a game. It's not a pleasant stroll in the park. They went on to possess the land, inherit the blessing, and walk in victory. The Israelites were to fully occupy the land in obedience to God. Our task today is to see that Christ is exalted in every one of our homes. One home at a time, one person at a time. Notice what Joshua said. He didn't just say, as for my house. He said, as for me and my house. Now, we expect that Joshua, being a wise leader, would have given the Israelites some encouragement at this point. But Joshua didn't do that. He said later in verses 19 and 20, Joshua said unto them, you cannot serve God. You can't serve the Lord, for he is a holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions nor your sins. If you forsake the Lord and serve strange gods, then he will turn and do you hurt and consume you after that he had done you good. Then listen, the Israelites thought they could, that they couldn't do it. They feel like they couldn't get the land that God wanted them to have. And they might think about going back. You know, Jesus simply said, you can't serve two masters. Listen, you can't live like a Christian on Sunday and live for the heathen the rest of the week. You can't do it. Listen, the strength of the nation is the home. The strength of the home is the individual. And the strength of the individual must be righteousness. Righteousness. If the strength of the church is the home, then the strength of the home of the individual, and the strength of the individual is Jesus Christ. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Here's your choice. But then I see the consecration. He said, it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Our problem is the choices we make. And let's talk about idolatry and adultery. Did you know the Bible often uses them interchangeably, often placed side by side? It may help to think of spiritual adultery. That's when anything comes between you and God. It's when you give something or someone else the place that rightfully belongs to the Lord. The same can happen in a marriage. It may be a look, it may be attention, it may be time, it may be devotion. But that thing becomes an adulterous idol. Is there something that you're not prepared to part with? What's stopping you? Could you live 1 week without something? What separates you from God? It's crunch time. It's decision time. We face a choice. We're not talking about deciding to become a child of God. No, hopefully you've made that decision. I'm talking about living as a child of God. That's a big decision. It's not the decision to become a Christian, but rather live like one. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. That's consecration. It's separating yourself, dedicating yourself to the service and worship of God. That consecration for them meant renunciation of false gods and false allegiances. It involved confessing sin. It involved making time to read God's word. It involved leading by example at home. It involved having home devotions and prayer. It involves loving service for the Lord. And it involves, Dad, you take the lead. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. You see, it's a public choice. He made it apparent to everybody, to the whole leaders. It's personal. It's personal. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. You have to choose to serve the Lord. It won't happen by accident. It's not going to be inherited from your parents. They can give you a heritage, but at some point, you've got to make it on your own. It's a persuasive declaration. As for me and my house, that's really a pretty amazing statement there that Joshua made. He was the God-appointed leader of his family, and he claimed the right to speak for his wife, his children, his grandchildren, his great-grandchildren, even the servants, those who worked for him. As the leader of this clan, I declare that my entire household will serve the true and living God. Every Christian man ought to make a similar statement about the family that God has given to him. That's a positive statement. We will serve the Lord. That's more than a statement about forsaking other gods, though they forsook other gods. It means that Joshua's family will orient itself around the house of God, the worship of the God of Israel, and serving him. His law will be their law. His commandments will be their delight. His worship will be their highest goal. His glory will be their ultimate aim. I ask you today, is your mind made up? Are you ready to serve the Lord? Do you know where you stand with God? The application isn't clear. The challenge that Joshua gave to the Israelites, choose you this day whom you will serve. You're going to serve somebody. Nobody gets a free ride, and nobody straddles the fence forever. There's no room for neutrality. Every person needs a God, and every person must serve the God they choose. If you choose not to choose, well, you've already made your choice. You don't choose the true God by default or inheritance. It's like Elijah on the Mount Carmel when he said, listen, if Baal be God, then serve him. But if God be God, then serve him. But they had to make a decision. Make your choice. Cast your vote. Choose your God. And I pray you'll make the right choice. And if you're the only one in your house, you still need to make the choice. I wonder how many today would say, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. It's a decision that has to be made. In other words, Joshua, I don't care what the rest of you do. I'm going to serve the Lord. Even though he was a leader of their nation, he's willing to part with them over this fundamental issue. And that may happen sooner or later. Whether you're an office worker, an executive, a business leader, a teacher, a student, blue-collar worker, or simply dealing with your friends and family members or neighbors. If you'll follow Jesus Christ and you make the decision, I will serve the Lord. I'm telling you, my friend, you're going to have to at some point look at those folks and say, I don't care what you do. I care, but listen, it's not going to affect me. I'm going to serve the Lord. Make it a public choice. Let them know who you serve and whom you are, that you belong to the Lord Jesus, and he deserves our all. We henceforth, the Bible says, we henceforth ought to not live unto ourselves, but unto the one who loved us and gave himself for us. He died for us. We ought to live for him. Choose you this day. Have you made your choice? Will you say what Joshua asked for me and my house? We will serve the Lord. Let's ask God to help us. Lord, help us today to make our choice. I don't know who's listening. I don't know who's going to hear this broadcast. But God, I want them to say to you today, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Help us. Enable us to do so. In your name, amen. Well, if you make that decision, will you let me know about it? I'd love to hear from you. And just send me an email or call in the office and just say, hey, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I made a decision today and will rejoice with you. I'll pray for you, and let's have a great Friday. Look forward to Sunday, and then we'll be back on the broadcast again on Monday, Lord willing. And until then, this is Brother Schlabaugh reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
the joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.